Morning.
Morning.
Y'all will be turning to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. In Mark 5, we read the story of a woman with the issue of blood. And in Matthew, we read the story of a woman with the issue of blood. And in Luke, we read the story of a woman with the issue of blood. Now, if the Lord said it once, if he told us a true story, this is a true story, we can learn something from it. If God will teach us. I was praying this morning, Lord, I think you've got a baby and it ain't growing. I'm serious, buddy. There ought to be some growth. If we had a child that was 4 years old, and then 10 years later we come back and that child was still this tall and weighed 35 pounds, you need to go to a doctor, right? Pray, Lord, grow us and teach us something. If he told us once, it's enough. If he told us once, it's something we can learn from. If he told us once, it's his word. Remember when he cussed that or cursed that fig tree? I got a fig tree. You know why I planted a fig tree? My Lord ate figs. He might teach me something. I don't know if I like figs or not. I didn't eat one off the tree. We'll find out in 2 to 5 years. But it didn't die, and it grew. I was thinking the other day, I checked on leaves coming out of it. Leaves coming out of that fig tree. And Lord cussed or cursed a fig tree, didn't he? He went to it and said, you don't bear fruit. Dead. And it says it's dead to this day. You reckon that thing's living now? If he says it, that's law. It's forever. It's done, isn't it? Well, he didn't tell us once. He told us this story 3 times. You reckon we ought to pay attention to it? You reckon there might be something we don't know? We might learn. Over in Luke, he records this. He said, a woman had an issue of blood 12 years. She spent all of her living upon physicians, and neither could be healed by any of them. And she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. That means the edge, right? Down at the bottom. And immediately her issue of blood was stanched. It was stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. Everybody's pushed up against you. Why are you asking who touched you? Everybody's touched you. I said, why you say that? Who touched me? And he said, somebody hath touched me. Somebody's touched me because I know that virtue's gone out of me. Somebody's touched me. You know what the title of my message? People's wound up so tight on titles around this generation. I got a title something, I guess. But a nobody to a somebody. If God would ever teach us we're nobodies, well, I'm a, no, you ain't, you're nobody. Who's going to make you a somebody? He is. He said, somebody. What was that woman's name? Nobody knows. He knew, didn't he? He called her somebody. She's somebody. My pastor preached a message on that years ago, and it stuck with me. Christ came in this world to save somebody, didn't he? You reckon you talk to a fellow on the street, a man or a woman, and say, you know that Jesus come to the earth, right? Yeah, we got that. You know he died on the cross, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. That was for somebody. Who's a somebody? You're somebody. I'm somebody. Has he made us somebodies? Nobody does somebody. We read this story here in Mark 5. This is a true story of the Lord making a woman a somebody. True story. Mark 5. Verse 24, Mark 5:24. And Jesus went with them. He's going to Jairus had come. He was a head honcho in the synagogues, and he was one of the priests. And his daughter got sick. Now, all of a sudden, religion went out the window, and it's life and death. That's a good place to be. God puts us in life and death. something we loved dearly. And he said, you need to go to my house and heal her. And Lord was going to go heal Jairus's daughter. And as he passed by, he was walking. What if the gospel was only preached somewhere in San Diego County with somebody, a certain somebody, walking and preaching? Well, I just can't find it. We'd have lookouts on the hills if it's life and death. If it's serious. We would, wouldn't we? He was passing through. Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, thronged him. They fell on him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Well, the same thing in all these stories, all three of them. Well, they all recorded 12 years, didn't they? 12 years. The issue of blood was 12 years. She had a blood problem for 12 years. That's a long time to be sick, isn't it? I know some people in the body have been sick for longer than 12 years, but 12 years, if you got the sniffles for 12 years, you may want to see. If that child hadn't grown in 12 years, something's wrong. That's bad, isn't it? That's not good. You got to be a doctor to figure that one out. That's a long time to be sick. But you know that you and I, what's this showing? We've been sick a lot longer than that. If we're over 12 years old, we've been sick longer than 12 years. That's what it is. This is speaking of her physical illness, but it's speaking of our spiritual illness. We're born sick. We're born dying. Life is but a vapor. Oh, that's so sweet, isn't it? Do you know what sin is? It destroys a clean, healthy, brand spanking new baby in a matter of 70 years. Destroys it. Why do I have gray hair? Sin. Why am I sick and hurting and ill? Sin. Why is my skin getting wrinkly? Looks like an alligator. Sin, Bob. That's what's wrong. That's the problem. We know that this life goes by so fast, but we don't understand the power of sin and enter into it that it kills us so fast. We don't live 600 years. Why? Because we're wicked. Wicked. This woman was unclean, and we're unclean too. Yeah, work on things that can't happen sometimes. There was rules about this. Did you know that? Her being there was against the law. Listen to my articulation carefully. There's a ministration and a menstruation. Those are two wildly different words, okay? We need to get a hold of that, because we learn what words mean. Sometimes we can't shake it. That's just how it is. Benevolence. People, quit being so churchy and just say things plain. I gave somebody a gift. Oh, this is a gift of benevolence. Do you know what that means? That's what happens between a man and a woman after you get married. You get that? You learn that, and you're like, I ain't going to write that on the check no more. This woman had a menstruation problem, didn't she? She was having her menstrual cycle for 12 years. This is wrote about in Leviticus. If a woman have an issue of blood many days out of her separation, it talks, goes on several verses about just the 7 days that it is. They have to be in a tent. Do you know that? It's a menstruation tent. They're unclean. Can't be around everybody else. And so if you got a tent, you have to build them a tent. Well, why'd we depart from that? We moved to houses. Well, now you got to build them a house. You don't keep a law. Well, now, we're just frugal. We ought to save Lord's money, not build multiple houses. And what, curse God? We quit things when it's convenient, and we keep the things we want to, don't we? So if a woman have an issue of blood many days at the time of her separation, it run beyond her time of separation when she ain't allowed to be around nobody, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be the days of separation. She shall be unclean. However long that's happened, you can't be around nobody. That's the rules, isn't it? Keep the law. Man wants to keep the law. Well, the Lord saved us. Now we got to keep the law. Well, if a woman's 40 years old, you know she's offered over 750 turtle doves? Don't you hear the law? It gets more sarcastic to me every time. You want to do something? I know. Lord will ruin us. His law will be precious to us. But enough hours in the day to contemplate what we don't do that we're supposed to. That's that lady. She wouldn't lie to beer. What about us? Behold, I was shaping in iniquity. Is that longer than 7 days? Is that longer than 12 years? In sin did my mother conceive me. It's sin. That's what I am. Sin is not an action, not just an action. Sin, singular. That's our nature. What we call it nowadays. That's our instinct. We're born with that nature. That's what we are. God has to convict us of that and convince us that we ain't nothing but uncleanness or we're goners. Well, I told a little hot, white lie one time. No, that you ain't been convicted of sin. Well, I took a sip of daddy's beer when I was taking it to him. You'll die in your sins. You have not been convicted of sin. It's what I am. If it's stuff you've done, you can repent from that. If it's on the inside, if I got an issue of blood, DNA, what am I going to do but fall down as a dead man and beg? Right? God must convince us of what we are or we're goners. We don't have to teach our children. It doesn't matter what culture you grow up in, right? We don't have to teach our children to lie. Well, of course, they come from the womb speaking lies. We don't have to teach our children to go away from God. We got to teach them to go to where He is, don't we? We don't have to teach our children, newborn babies, to be strangers to God, to be strangers to His truth, to Christ. And we don't have to teach little tiny precious babies that's just going to, in a vapor, going to be burned up in sin. We don't have to teach them to turn away from the truth about mankind. We do it all by ourselves. Or God's a liar. What's Psalm 58 say? The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. What's that mean? Exactly what it says. Doesn't it? Our issue of blood goes back even further than that. That's talking about natural conception. That's talking about us coming from the womb and doing that. It goes all the way back to the garden. And if you're wrong on the fall, you're wrong on it all. And that's so. And you can nod your head, or you can, that's correct. You don't stick your chest out to God like that. You bow. He's right. That's all I've ever been. That's all my heritage is. It's a fact, not a doctrine. Do we get that? Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men for all sin. That's why we die. Death passed upon us. Well, we didn't do what Adam did, and we die anyway, don't we? Maybe we ain't got a good handle on identification and classification of sin. We've offended God's what we've done. Say it plainly. Don't church it up or people die and go to hell. I mean it. A fellow blowing a trumpet out there in the parking lot. I said, Saints about to go marching in. Time's near. I'm serious. It's a vapor anyway. Physical death comes upon all mankind physically because we are sin, because we're dead spiritually, and that rot on the inside just consumes this body. You get that? It's filthy rags. It's nasty, and it's deadly. And we haven't loved God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and we haven't loved our neighbor as ourselves. All we've ever been selfish and looking out for number one. I'm preaching to me. Now we know that what things are soever under the law saith to them who are under the law. Why? That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Guilty. Not a white lie. Deadly corruption only and always. Why ain't that bad? God help you. God teach you what you are. That's all we are. We got an issue. There's a situation. And it's on the inside. It's coursing through us. I can convict a person under the law for something evil. I can say, that's wrong. And everybody can say, that's right. What they did was wrong. We agree with you, right? But I can't convince them of the source of the evil. I give it all I got. And I think today God's going to convince somebody that they ain't nothing but pure evil. I think today's the day. It's got to be. And then, Lord, who's believed our report? And then I'll just hang it up and quit. And then Wednesday's going to come. I think God's going to save somebody today. I think He's going to wake them up and turn them on. It's going to be great. I can't convince some people of the wickedness of their hearts. We have a heart problem, don't we? That's evidenced in the blood. Isn't that sweet? What's modern science done? It's proved God's God. That's what it does. You can go take blood out of somebody, and I can tell you everything going wrong with it. Well, you have a fatty liver, and you got insulin resistance. You have all these things. I can tell you by looking at you, but the blood will sure tell you, right? And you know what it can do? He can tell what has happened. You did something bad a long time ago, or you've had a heart attack. There's enzymes floating around in there. The blood tells the truth, don't it? That's you. That ain't nobody else. That's you. Here's the truth. That's the blood. That's what's wrong with us. We got a corrupt heart pumping corrupt blood all through us. It says in verse 25, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all she had was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. She had not sold everything she had and gave all of her pride and dignity and whatever it is that she's holding on to go buy that field, did she? She didn't give everything she had and respect of her neighbors and the love of children and their status in the community or organizations they founded. She didn't give all that up for that pearl of great price. It's all dung. I want Christ. No. She gave it up trying not to die. And she's the worst for it. She's the worst for it. I feel so sorry for people. If I eat something different, I'm going to die. Oh, if I do that, I'm going to die. I can't go there. I'll die. Woman, don't go stick your finger in a light socket, but what are you so afraid of? They're afraid of a holy God they've offended, and they won't admit it. God's wrote it on their heart. That's why people scared to death to die. Flipping out. What's wrong with you? I don't want to hurt. I don't want to go to the dentist. I don't want to do that. I ain't afraid to die. I know God. He's revealed himself to me. I know he showed me what I am, and he showed me who Christ is, and that judgment settled. I'm not afraid of those things. That'll prove out on my deathbed. Most of y'all won't be there, I don't think. Some of you may. It'll prove out. He'll prove himself on it. She hadn't sold everything to get that pearl of grace price. She was the worst for it. What's this showing us? It's false prophets. That's what the physicians are. Because Christ said he's the great physician. She went to a bunch of false physicians. She went to a bunch of false prophets. And P-R-O-F-I-T. That's why they make the big bucks. She went to those false prophets. They couldn't help. They could only harm. Right? Is that what the text says? Look at it. She had suffered many things of many physicians and made worse. She suffered. There was suffering involved. Jeremiah 23, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. This is the house of God. Don't you come in here acting a fool like that or doing some kind of nonsense or whatever. I hope I have enough wisdom to pull somebody aside if they come repeatedly with, come hear the gospel. Lord save the naked man. But somebody comes in here flipping and pajama pants and flip-flops and tank tops and everything else. Pull them aside. So you go dress right. This is the house of God. What's wrong with you? Take your hats off. We're inside the Lord's house. What's wrong with you? That's our custom, isn't it? We're going to, as a body, show respect to who we're coming to worship. He said, by their likeness. Yet I sent them not, them false physicians and false prophets, nor commanded them. I haven't told them what, I've played in their heart and worked in, told them what to say. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all. Kevin, you say that all the time. No, saith the Lord. I'll tell you what he says. When I think it's good that they're going to a church. No, it is not. God said so. It ain't going to help them. It's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt them. I worked on this a while. I'll refine it if I put it in the bulletin. What physicians has she been to? What physicians has she went to? She went to Dr. Law, didn't she? Sinai is too steep a mountain to climb. You ain't going to make it. But rather grew worse. She went to Dr. Law. She grew worse. She went to physician ritual and ceremony. I've been baptized again. Well, I'm going to rededicate. Well, I'm going to do this. Well, I'm going to just take the Lord's table till I'm drunk or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do. No, that helped, but rather grew worse. She went to morality, MD. Live a cleaner life. Put away those bad things, but rather grew worse. She went to a pharmacy of sacraments. Grace will be given to me if I take the Lord's table. Grace will be given to me if I observe baptism. Grace will be given to me if I keep the Sabbath, but rather grew worse. Right? She went to a chiropractor that held special meetings. You ever had special services? Special meetings. We holding special meetings. We're going to pop you back into place. That's what that chiropractor's going to do. We'll just, everybody's getting wild. We'll have some preachers come in town and we'll hold us a conference. We'll have a special meeting, tent revival. But rather grew worse. She went to a sanctification surgeon. You got to get holy. You got to quit that dirty living. God saved you, now it's on you. Cut this out, cut that out. But rather grew worse. She went to a holistic doctor. That worked, but rather grew worse. Hear me. You listen to me. Our problem isn't of any of the physicians of the false prophets. That's not our problem that we went to. All that stuff in the past we did, that's not our problem. They are not the problem. That's horrible enough. Lord's going to deal with them. But I ain't them, I'm me. Our problem's us. You get that? She could blame every one of those doctors. What'd she still have? A heart problem. You get that? They didn't help her. They hurt her. She's still sick. Well, we identified all the bad physicians in town. Yeah, you're still bleeding. That didn't help you none. Identifying them rather hurt you. It didn't help you. Unlike most people. Like the children, this will be for us, these young people that's here. I grew up underneath the sound of the gospel. I didn't grow up in false religion. I didn't grow up as a heathen running through the woods without any form or anything at all. I didn't do that. I was underneath the faithful sound of the gospel. I was trained up as I should go. And I have a horrible issue of blood. Oh, it's the bad ones didn't profit. Well, guess what? Without Christ, the good ones ain't going to profit either. He has to read that article by Chris Cunningham in the Bulletin. We can do everything just right. We can go to the church where they sing right. We can go to the place where they don't have drums. We can go to the place where they preach five-point Calvinism. We can do all that. We can just do pray and perfect it and squeaky clean. And if God ain't pleased to bless it, it don't matter. I could study till the cows come home. Or I could wing it. And if God ain't in it, it ain't going to be blessed. I grew up under the sound of the gospel, and I have a horrible issue of blood. Whose fault's that? Adam. That's Adam's fault. It's somebody else's. That's called an external locus of control in psychology. I failed the test because the test was hard. Hogwash, you're lazy. That's what it is. You just or maybe you just ain't that bright. We have participation trophies in this country. It's to our hurt. I can tell you that. Was this Adam's fault? Or am I the sinner? What's happening in the garden? Or am I the sinner? It doesn't matter if Adam was there or not. I'm graveyard dead. You get that? Guy told me one time, so you grew up in the sound. It's stupid things we say, right? We don't know what we're saying. It's better for us to hush. Me especially. Guy told me one time, I said, well, I guess you don't have any grave clothes. You didn't grow up in false religion. I said, nope. I said, I was born with a grave tuxedo. That's what I had. I was well balanced. I had a chip on both shoulders. She was sick just like us. No one is different. None. No, not one. None's righteous. No, not one. Well, what about? No, not one. What happened to this lady? She was sick. Something happened. Look at verse 27. Mark 5:27. When she had heard of Jesus. Does that say when she read of Jesus? You think God messed up? When she had heard of Jesus. How is she going to have faith to do this? Faith cometh by hearing, not studying, not diligence, not anything else, though we study and we're diligent and those things. She heard. She heard. And she came in the press behind. She stand out in front. I'm here now. Come down to the front. Let everybody see you. We're going to make a big show. She's in the back. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She touched him. Who was the preacher? Doesn't matter. Who cares? Who was the preacher? Who cares? Who cares? What providence was used? What did the Lord do? And he moved all the molecules throughout time, and it took everything ever to bring her right there to that day, to every position she's seen. She said, he said something about the great physician. Let's go. What was the providence? Who cares? The Lord did. He did it. But for her, that don't matter. For her, that don't matter. You get that? She's thankful for it, but she don't rely on it. She don't worship it. And she don't worship the man that preached it to her. She heard of Jesus. She came. And she touched him. She touched him. Was it a right hand or left hand? If we had an issue blood, you wouldn't care. You have ears that hear. Here, let them hear. If you have issue blood, you won't give a hooey if it's a left hand or right hand. You won't give a... You won't care how the... Oh, what was the garments like in those days? Nope, you just need to touch him. That's what it is. Here's what she said. She thought this. That's the Son of God. He came to save sinners. That's what I am. I know that much. Through and through, in the blood, I ain't nothing but evil. And I'm going to touch him. That's the Son of God. He came to save sinners. That's me. I'm going to touch him. Is that complicated? Look at verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I ain't even got to hold his hand. If I get within social distance, because of who he is, if I could touch the hem of his garment, down at the bottom where it's dirty, freight, that's all it's going to take to cure all of me. A-double-L. The throngs touched him. Multitudes of people. They're all there, right? These throngs touched him. There's some more that touched him. They plucked out his beard, right? They touched him. They hung him on a cross. They drove nails in his hands and his feet. A lot of people touched him, and it didn't do anything for him. They all healed? No, they killed him. That didn't do nothing for them people. But this woman with the issue of blood, stick on the inside, she touched him, and it did something for her. Why? Do you want to know why? Are you somebody? Or do you want to be somebody? Or are you already somebody? There was a need. Had to touch him. She didn't just want to touch him. She didn't just say, it's theologically accurate for me to touch him. I need to touch him. How's that spelled? I don't care. Get me to him. That fellow had to come hear the gospel. He had to go see the Lord. They took the tiles off the roof. I'll tear these walls down. I need it. Oh, we don't, right? She needed it. That's why she was healed when she touched it. There was belief. She believed a person. There wasn't just an agreement. I agree. I concur that this is accurate. You'll die in your sins. There was a heart dedication. There was a heart dedication. Well, mommy and daddy ain't going to like it. Mom and daddy have to get in line. I got to get to him. There was an irresistible call. She came. Did she hear it and go away? I'm going to beat this horse to it. Lord makes it alive. She came behind humbly, didn't she? She came to it. Gather together. We all come to him. Where we're going to be? The same place. And she had a personal connection. She had a personal relationship. She touched him. She didn't just observe him. She didn't just agree with him. She didn't just say, that's the Holy One of Israel like the demons did. She touched him. She touched him. Did she latch onto him like Jacob? Didn't say so. Said she touched him. But she said, I have to be there. And I'm going to get to him. And she came low as the hem. It was down at the bottom. And people's all around him. You know what that means? She crawled underneath people's feet. I've said this before. You reckon she got a hand stepped on? Well, that one hurt me. I'm going home. If there's a need, you don't care. You'll get over it. Brother Scott Richardson said that. I admire the man. I think God used him. He was God's prophet in Fairmont, West Virginia. And he said, if you feed chickens and you sprinkle the feet out real easy, them chickens will come right up to you. I've kept a lot of chickens. You got hungry chickens, you can throw the feet right at them. And they'll go, and they'll eat every bit of the feed. They'll kill one another trying to get to it, won't they? That's so. She got her hand stepped on. She got kicked. She got punched. She was bruised. She was scuffed up. And who cares? I need him. You'll get over it. You'll be all right. She had to have that personal connection. She had to have an intimate relationship with the one that saved her. She knew she could just be next to him and touch him way down low. She would what? Be made whole. Whole. She didn't even know what she was saying yet, but she's about to. Verse 29. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she was healed of that plague. Right then, she knew physically something had happened. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned about to the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging. You see how many people's touching you and gathered up on you? It's like paparazzi. And you ask us who touched you? Everybody touched you. I don't know what to say." Why did the Lord ask who touched him? We have to compare scriptures with scripture, don't we? What did our Lord say at Lazarus' grave? "Lord, I said this out loud. I know you hear me always, but so they hear." Right? On that cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He knew why he was forsaken. He said that so we knew that he was forsaken. He wouldn't pretend. Why did he say, "Virtue's gone out of my body"? Virtue went into her. That's important. Do we get that? I perceive that virtue's gone out of me. This was real. He saved her. Got that? He wasn't wondering. She didn't sneak up on God and take him by surprise. He loved her with an everlasting love, and he put it in her heart to come to him. And she did. And he's letting her know it too. Somebody touched me. For real. Because he touched her first, right? The Lord saves us. There'll be a public confession of what we are and who he is and what he's completed in and for us. Look at verse 32. And he looked around about to see her. Well, he didn't say whoever it was, did it? Her. He knew it was a woman. He knew who he was. See her who that had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She go tell all the physicians, "You're wrong. I'm right." She come and told the Lord, did she? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. That's important. She came. His people shall come. His people is going to come and they're going to publicly confess him. They're going to publicly tell the truth. I'm nothing. He's everything. And if I'm alive, I'm only going to be alive in him. He did it all. Salvation's done. They're going to do that publicly, but his enemies are going to run away or make excuses or like, "Well, no, I just read that article by Brother Todd Knobber DeBolt." You get that? His people come, the enemies run away. They want to hide from him. They said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb." And what does his people do? "Lord, your wrath, I deserve every lick of it. Save me." Save me. If we fall on our faces with our sin ever before us, knowing who we sinned against, and in fear and trembling, beg him for mercy. What's he going to do? Kill us anyway? Verse 34. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And behold thy plague." This woman's problem was she was covered in her own blood, not his. You get that? We cover ourselves in our own blood. "Well, I did this and I did that and I stopped this and I stopped that," or God did something. We need to quit covering ourselves in our own blood and be covered in his blood. He says, "Your issue of blood's been made whole and your issue of blood's been took care of too." He was pleased to heal her body. Isn't that something? God Almighty be hard on us and strike us in the body if it means that you'll strike us in the heart and save us. Strip us of everything. Throw us in the fiery furnace. Be hard on us. Because this is life and death. Eternally. If we got it easy in this world and God don't strike us in our living rooms and in our hearts, we're goners. If he does a work, you don't care what anybody thinks. If it hair lips a pope, you're going to get to him and touch his garment. That's what you're going to do. Isn't it? and you'll be made whole. We'll confess him too, won't we?
Let's pray together. Father, be with us and forgive us for our sins. Lord, bless your word to the hearts of your people.
Show us our issue of blood. Show us our need of Christ. Show us that he is able to deliver us. When we're delivered, Lord, forgive our neglect of worship and our lukewarm attitude towards it. Make us faithful servants. We have that desire. We believe, but help our unbelief. Thank you for this day. Lord, as you see fit, bless it and give us the grace to be thankful for the means and the way that you choose to bless it. Be with those that aren't with us and those around this nation and this world, Lord. You've sent heavy trial to. Keep the trial on them until it pleases you and it accomplishes what you sent it for. And make us patient and long-suffering and tender to them as you deal with your children. It's in Christ's name only, because of his blood, and we approach your throne. Amen.